Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your patience. I would like to call the meeting of the application review meeting to order. Today's date is April 28th, 2025. The time is 7:55 a.m. The purpose of this meeting is to substantially review the psychologist applications listed on the agenda today. Due to extremely unforeseen circumstances, today we're only going to have a quorum for items A, 2 through 6 on the agenda. We are going to continue all the other agenda items and we are going to re-notice a meeting as soon as possible. We understand the anticipation of these meetings and we don't take that lightly at all. So we will be re-noticing to reschedule as soon as possible. If anybody is on the agenda that is here today, that is not in items A2 through 6. You can absolutely follow up with staff or alternatively just watch the noticing of the meetings because we're going to do that as soon as we possibly can. And it is with our extreme apologies to do this. We do not take it lightly. Okay, everyone. So let's go to item, oh, sorry, Kathy, could you do a roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Flint?
Present.
Dr. Medina?
Present.
Excellent. We have a quorum. We are going to go to A, item number 2. Let me find that on my notes here. And I can start with that one, Dr. Medina, if you're okay. Dr. Sweat received his doctoral degree in clinical psychology from APA-accredited NAU. Noted by the applicant in his application to be on 9/13/24. However, it's a bit the transcript says something a little bit different. It's 10/18/24 as the degree conferral date. We have declaration and attestation questions completed, two references, a self-query, and the fingerprint card. We have internship verification hours of 2,000 from an APA-accredited site, Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. And Dr. Medina, I didn't see anything that I had questions on this application. Did you?
I don't have any concerns with this application.
Perfect. Let's move to A3. Dr. Berger, would you take that applicant?
Sure, Dr. Flynn, thank you. So Dr. Berger is current, oh, it's actually not Dr. Berger, it's Mr. Berger, is currently completing his doctoral degree in clinical psychology from NAU. Which is APA approved. Currently is completing his internship at the University of Arizona, counseling and psychological services. We do have a letter of attestation from his director of clinical training, attesting that all academic coursework has been completed. Fingerprint clearance card was submitted and the self-query was submitted, so I don't see any issues with this application.
I agree, Dr. Medina. Thank you for that presentation. Without any questions, let's move to A4, which is Dr. I see that you're here. Menhennant, did I say that correctly, ma'am?
I'd say it correctly.
Oh, my word. Give me one for the morning. Okay. So this is a fair response. Dr. Menhennant received her doctoral degree, noted to be on in one place 2/16/25, in another place 2/23/25. In the application materials, there is a certification on file, and she is licensed as an LPC through the Board of Behavioral Health Examiners since 10/1/23 with no actions. Declaration and attestation questions were completed. We had questions regarding the core program requirements page, where in our last meeting we reviewed that two of the classes were actually GCU classes transferred into Walden, and it looks like those two classes have been it shows the correct place where they were acquired on the new one that you submitted, Dr. Menhennant. Thank you for that. We have a fingerprint clearance card now on file. I don't remember if I said this. We have the two references, the self-query. There is still a question on, let's see. Kathy, can you remind me, the FAIR letter only had the core program requirements page as our questions?
It also had the clarification on correction of internship hours because
Okay.
it was short for supervision hours.
Thank you. It's registering what we have now that's been resubmitted is 104 hours, which I believe does make the hours work out as per the rules and statutes. I don't have any other notes on this one. Dr. Medina, did you have anything that you wanted to follow up on or ask Dr. McKenna about?
I did have a question, maybe for Kathy. Does this meet criteria for what was requested, what Dr. Manhattan submitted in terms of the supervision hours? Because the notes were very.
That is up to the committee's discretion to determine.
I just have noted like the notes on the supervision were minimal. I mean, and there was like one supervision where it was the group worked on putting in data for a poster, and that's a 1 hour of supervision. And so I'm not sure, like if you look up page, I mean, I have it that one marked on page 34. There were many entries, but they were. If it didn't seem like the entries were substantial to what is customary to be discussed.
I think the one that you found, I did not get that. Thank you for your keen eye. The entering hours for a poster would likely not be a supervisory experience necessarily. What would you recommend, Dr. Medina, with this one? Would you like to look at those more substantially and review them, or what are you thinking?
Well, some of them certainly meet criteria for what is a clinical supervision, right? I think some of them, I mean, just the notes, like one note, about the supervision, 1 hour, it says, Dr. Choi and I spoke about a client that has bipolar. That's the note. It just, I think some of them, sure, but certainly, some of them just are very, another one, Dr. J and I discussed the conference and what is to be expected.
Very broad.
I mean, is that 1 hour of supervision? Is that clinical supervision? I'm not so sure. I mean, and then there are some notes here on, like, this is page 19. There is a conference, and I don't know. It's being listed here, 6-6, 6-7, 6-8, 6-10. If you look at, page 19, I mean, are those hours? And I don't know, maybe this is a question for Dr. Manhattan. Like, are you counting these as supervision hours?
Dr. Manhattan, if you wouldn't mind unmuting yourself, can you give any clarity? It looks like these were probably written by you about your supervision session. Were there other documents or anything that might be more clear about what happened during those supervision hours?
There are more documents. That was just kind of showing all the hours to match up. And yes, some of those are broad. If you wanted more details, I'm more than happy to talk to Dr. Sarin or Dr. Jacobson, and you could get clarification. For the poster one, we all worked together separately on our posters, and we talked about thorough details on the posters, and I'm actually presenting one next week. I could send it to you guys. It's very specific, and I am in a neuropsych clinic, so we definitely are very thorough on talking about case studies or even research. If you wanted more details on that, I'd be more than happy to do that if you wanted specific dates.
It's not so much, I mean, it's, yeah, now that you say that, so there isn't a specific date, typically, well, some of them. I don't know if the dates that you're listing and what they align to, like topics discussed, like on page 19, there is one word, dissertation. I mean, how is that applied to clinical work that you're doing at the clinic? And then why is 6-6, 6-7, 6-8, 6-10 listed if it's the 9AACN conference? Are
They're
you
so
counting?
all. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, my question is, are you counting those hours as supervision hours?
Well, they're not direct. They're not the supervision hours. No, they were the direct. Well, they're part of the whole program, so it's not with the supervision. This is my whole log of all of my hours that I did. It includes my supervision, where it just says individual on there, and then I have
Yeah.
that say group on there as well, which I did not count towards the form that I was supposed to fill out.
It sounds like Dr. Medina, what we should do with your assent is the a second FAIR, just asking for only the supervision logs, not the direct hours logs, because that's actually not anything that's in question.
Right.
That the supervision logs are detailed enough to tell us what exactly happened during that supervision session. Like attending a conference wouldn't be one-to-one supervision. Obviously, that person's not responsible for your clinical cases. So it would be time spent with your actual supervisor, talking about cases, professional development, all that kind of stuff. The direct hours can be teased apart and just look at the supervision hours. So there should be 104 hours that are covered by supervision logs. Does that make sense what the ask is?
For me, it does, yes.
Okay. And Dr.
Yes.
Medina, are you okay with that? All right. Kathy, do you
It's
need
just,
any? Oh, go ahead.
oh, I was just gonna say, yeah, it's just, it wasn't ready when I was reviewing this. Like, I wasn't sure. It was
I
a little
apologize.
confusing to me in terms of what am I looking at now that you said, well, this is my, I guess, all hours or
My
whatever.
whole log, sorry.
Now it makes, okay, now I get it. I'm like, are you counting? Yes. So what we're asking for, and I agree with what Dr. Flint is saying, is a second FAIR in which you list all the supervision hours that account for the number of hours that you submitted.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Kathy, do you need any additional information for that letter?
No, committee members, I just wanted to acknowledge that Dr. Manhattan probably, she included everything probably because I told her to, because generally we don't want the applicant to edit the contemporaneous supervision logs. And so that's probably why you're seeing all of it. But now it sounds like you're asking her to edit it and
Well,
provide only.
supervision logs are different from direct hours logs, and they're typically two sets of documents in my experience.
Oh,
In my
okay.
experience as well. So there is typically a log where you keep track of all the hours, direct, whether it's therapy, testing, supervision, administrative, research, all those hours are tallied typically in a file, and then supervision is separate, where you keep all the logs of what you discussed, the case, what was, just a summary of what the presentation was, what's the direction to take with each one, which, what was discussed, what was your supervisor's, sort of direction on the case.
Okay, thank you. Because when we've seen these supervision logs, it's often a spreadsheet with short notes, like you're seeing here. That's what I've seen in the past with other with previous committees, and so I'm getting an education. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Worries. All right, Miss Dr. Manhattan, thank you for being here. We will get that reviewed as quickly as we can after you submit that. Thank you so much for being here. Moving on to item A5, Dr. Benjamin, I don't see here. Dr. Benjamin received their doctoral degree in clinical psychology from APA accredited NAU on 8/17/24. Declaration and attestation questions were completed. Two references, self-query, fingerprint clearance card are all in the file. Internship verification of 2,000 hours from APA accredited Southern Arizona Psychology Internship Center were also included. I did not see anything that I had questions about in this application, Dr. Medina. Did you?
No questions. No concern.
Excellent. A6, ma'am, if you would take that.
Yes. It's for Dr. Maddie Del Pino Luna. And Dr. Del Pino Luna received her PhD in clinical psychology from Ponce Hill Sciences University, which is an APA accredited program, in June of 2024. Completed an internship of 1,724 hours at Ponce Health Services University, which is also an APA accredited internship in June of 2024. Is currently completing her postdoc at Baylor Neurological Institute, so that's ongoing. References were submitted, fingerprint clearance card submitted, and the self query was submitted. I did not have any concerns with this application.
Just in case she reviews the video, because I don't see her present, the applicate on her application, she noted her graduation date to be 6/30/24. The transcript is actually 7/26/24. So when we get to the licensure part, obviously you can't accrue postdoc hours until you've graduated. So I just want to point that out to make sure that there's not a future kind of issue with it. But as of now, I agree with you, Dr. Medina, no concerns. All right, that takes us to a motion that I would like to make on the items we were able to review in Section A. I would like to move to approve and move to the full committee for their consider or full board for their consideration the applications to sit for the ECCC for number 2, Dr. Sweat, A3, Dr. Berger, or sorry, Mr. Berger, A5, Dr. Benjamin, and A6, Dr. Del Pino Luna. And I would like to request a second fair letter with clarification of supervision hours only from Dr. Menhennet. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. With no opposed, motion carries. And that brings us to the conclusion of the section that we're able to do today. Again,
I
I
do have a question. I'm sorry, Dr.
no,
Flint.
please.
The cases that I was recused from, I recused from two cases. Could those be forwarded to the board for review on Friday? Would that be, or so one was
A1.
A1 because I'm recused. I would not be able to this like talk about that one. And then the other one was, I'll tell you in a minute. It was 4B7, Dr. Burmeister. I recused from that one as well.
Okay. Miss Galvin, is it okay to move those two to full board at this time?
Yes, that would be appropriate.
Okay, excellent. So I would like to motion to move A1 and B7 to the full board for review due to committee recusal. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. Okay, with that, thank you for that's two more that we can get moving forward. We appreciate that. So at this point, I would like to call this meeting to conclusion. It is 8:14 a.m. And again, we will get the notice out as soon as possible about the rescheduling of the other items, which are very important to us, and we don't take this lightly. So thank you so much for your patience with us. Thank you, staff.
Thank you.
Dr. Medina, see you soon.